The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. So I'm not entirely sure how to do this. I've been thinking all day on how I'm gonna convey this message, I guess. So as you know, or as you may notice, Anthony is not sitting alongside me. It is with a heavy heart I feel like I have to let everybody know. Fuck, this is harder than I thought it would be. So Anthony lived in an area that was recently hit by some pretty severe weather. There were some casualties. Fuck. Hard. All right. So I don't know if everybody knows this. I met Anthony about 10 years ago. We worked together. Our first time working together closely, we were working on a project, and we would spend a lot of time just shooting the shit back and forth, telling jokes or telling stories, and our conversations would obviously, as most of you are aware, would just head off on some tangents that nobody could have expected. What it did was, I found that I looked forward to engaging with Anthony. Not so much in what he had to say, but where the conversation would go. Inevitably, he would make me belly laugh. It's really the, as we've talked about it, it us working together was the genesis of this podcast. I know if he was here tonight with me, he would want to tell everybody thank you, especially those that have supported us on patreon.com/whosright. Get one more in there. He would want to tell everybody thank you. You know, we never dreamed that this show would get as successful as what it has. Anyway, so the storm. So on Monday, there near where Anthony lives, or I guess exactly where Anthony lived, there were some, I guess you'd call them extreme high wind storms. It came in at night. They took everybody by surprise. People were sleeping. So weren't exactly ready to take shelter from falling trees, whatnot. The city that Anthony lived in was hit extremely hard and extremely fast. At about 2 a.m, a large tree, a large tree in Anthony's yard was uprooted and fell towards the house. When it fell, it knocked out the power line that was providing power to his house. The power company has been swamped with similar calls and hasn't been able to make it to his house yet, so he's without power. So we're going to have to hold off on recording this week's episode for a day or two. I'm sure most of you understand. Until then, feel free to go to patreon.com/whosright and listen to a bunch of our old bonus episodes. Thank you, everybody.